Zanda Weigel's life is larger than the gypsy lore she sings. Ms. Weigel was born in Romania. She began her musical career in a state-sponsored East German rock band called Team Four. She was a teenager in 1968 and was jailed for subversive actions against the communist regime, then forced to work in a labor camp. Then she was kicked out of East Germany. That's just one chapter. Today, she's returning to her Roma musical roots, singing in cabarets around the U.S. as part of a Romanian cultural outreach program. This is the opening track from her new CD of traditional Romanian songs, Gypsy Killer. Din Craiova la Pitești și-l dai jos la București, măioara lui Nenicu, măi, măi. Din Craiova la Pitești și-l dai jos la București, măioara lui Nenicu, măi, măi. Zanda Weigel, who's known in New York as the Downtown Gypsy Queen, joins us now from our studios there in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me here.
What a life story you have.
Well, yeah, I didn't intend to.
Well, tell us about your parents escaped political persecution, and then they moved to East Germany, which wouldn't seem to be a place where you would go to escape.
So first of all, it was not only how I was born, I think. It was, as everything in life, inherited. My father's journey was very similar because he was born in Germany and he was Jewish and he had to flee Germany in 1933, ended up in Romania. That's too long to tell why. He was put in jail in Romania and on and on and on. And then when we came to East Berlin, exactly 5 days later, they built the wall, so he was trapped again. So that's how it was. Yeah.
How did you find music?
Well, I always was singing, but strange enough, although I was Jewish and I didn't have any connection with gypsies, only that they were always sitting in front of our house, camping there all the time, and that's where I learned these beautiful songs. Even as a child, I don't know.
Let's hear another song, which I'm told is often called the most popular song in Romania.
Ciuleandra. Tot așa că nu mă las, că sunt cu puica pe plas și încă o dată, oi, băieți! Op, și așa, și așa! That's actually a dance song, and it's a shouting song. So come on, dance, move, move, move around, dance. That's what it says.
Continue on a little bit with more narrative from your life. So your family's there in East Germany, and things did not go well.
No. They built the wall, which meant that my father couldn't even go to Western Germany to keep up with his profession, and he was a neurologist. Then in 1968, when the Russians invaded Czechoslovakia and the East Germans, they were part of it. We were a group of school students protesting this, so we were sentenced to jail, and then eventually they changed the sentence to forced labor in a factory. So I was there for 2 years, but the thing was that I was not allowed to sing anymore. And before that, I started a career as a rock singer with this rock band called Team Four. So this was all finished, so I wasn't allowed to perform in public anymore. Lume, lume, sora lume, 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 so.
How did you meet your husband, the writer and actor Klaus Pohl?
Right. I met him when I was expelled to Western Germany. And I started working as a literary agent in the theater. And I got his first play on my table. And I thought, oh my God, this is a great play. So we started working on this play. And we are still today working on his place. You know, I can tell you another story.
Yeah.
My husband was born in a little medieval town in Western Germany, in Bavaria. Went to school there, and he was always doing bad things. And one day, the teacher wanted to say to him something really bad, really terrible. And said to him, You, one day you going to marry a Romanian.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he never understood this. So when we met and I told him I'm Romanian, he was like, oh, no, that can't be. Then the curse became truth.
Speaking of curses, another song, Chintek Din Os.
Mașin sura mireasa de ne-aș afla, că mireasa de-am avut, m-am înțut și-au amuri.
That's the cry of a man who never gets a woman. And the only one he got once in his life, he married, she betrayed him right away and threw him out of her house. So he's crying and screaming, I would do anything, everything to get a woman.
Boy, it's quite a song.
And this kind of irony I like in a language,
so
in general.
You know, it occurs to me that there you are from a very different area of the world. And you find a place to feel at home, and it's New York.
Yeah, that's really true. It makes me cry.
Yeah.
It's really the only place on earth I really feel home. I went quite a bit through the world and always came back here. And in Germany, I was always a stranger, always. Only when I came to New York, all of a sudden I was a human being, not a stranger. Not this or that. I was just me. And I was respected and accepted at Sanda. It's beautiful.
Sanda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sanda Weigel, the downtown gypsy queen of New York. Her CD is Gypsy Killer. And her Romanian diplomatic tour continues through November. If you'd like to hear more of her singing, come to our website, npr.org. And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Byer-Kelly and produced by Justine Kennan, Elaine Heinzman, MJ Davis, Janaea Williams, David Nogueras, Patrick Jaron Watananen, and Scott Pham. I'm sure I did that incorrectly. I'll get another chance in the weeks that follow. Our technical director is Burke Hunt, so ably assisted by Kevin Waite and Stacey Abbott, our librarians Akeem Oleski and Mary Glendinning. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. Our show is produced today by Peter Breslow. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Scott Simon.
Support for NPR comes from the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the passion of public radio listeners all across America who support their NPR member stations. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.